This is a walking meditation. Finding your position for standing, either inside or outside, with a clear line of vision in front of you to keep to for walking. And coming to stand with your feet about hip width apart, standing, resting. And feeling how your body is right now. Feeling your feet in contact with the earth, either with your shoes and socks on or off, standing, taking your stand. Standing with dignity, tree-like, rooted downwards into the ground, and lifting upwards to the sky. Not seeking anything out. Being receptive to what all of your senses are receiving as you stand here. Your eyes. Your ears. Your skin, your tongue, your nose, what is here for you now? In all these senses. Remembering that the purpose of this practice is the same as any of the other mindfulness practices, in that it is about bringing a full and open presence to your experience moment by moment, in this case to your body. And now to your feet. And noticing now the parts of your feet that are more closely in contact with the ground. Noticing whether your weight is evenly balanced, or more on one side of your feet than on another. Whether there's more weight in the front of your feet and in the toes, or in the heels, or whether it's equally balanced. Whether the outer or inner edge of your feet are leaning into or out from the ground. And with your eyes open or closed, inviting your full attention into the rest of your body now, up into your ankles, into your calf muscles, noticing any tightness or tension, noticing where there's a sense of weight or stretch, and releasing and opening where you can, sliding your attention up to the knees, ensuring they're not locked, and up into the thighs, and feeling the whole of your legs now, the way the weight is balanced between both legs, feeling sensations of your legs against clothing and in air, and moving your attention into your hips and pelvis, up into the back, from the lower back all the way up the spine, placing your awareness right into the sensations. And moving to the front of the body, to the abdomen, and up into the chest and heart area, the lungs, the ribs moving with the breath, and into the shoulders and the neck, uncoiling any tension here. Feeling your arms hanging by your sides, perhaps moving slightly. Being in the hands and the fingers. Being in the face and the skull. Standing here now, being fully in the body as a whole, standing. At ease, fully present to the sensations of the body. Breathing, feeling the breath in the body. Being with the breath just as it is, not changing it, not controlling it, just letting it be. Noticing as you stand still, any slight movements of the body. For instance, the body as it breathes. Any slight swaying that you may detect. Any slight movements of the arms as they hang by your sides. And getting a sense of organic processes happening beyond our control. Perhaps of blood flow. Of the heart beating. Knowing that there are biological messages being conveyed all around the body, all the time. And being with this organism breathing. Being with stillness within the subtle movements, both internal and external. And being with the subtle movements and the ever-evolving, changing body within the stillness of standing. And now deliberately shifting your weight into the left leg, so that the right leg becomes almost empty and you feel the whole body shift onto your left side, all the way up your trunk and down into your leg, foot and toes, feeling that weight. And rebalancing now so that you come back to center. And then shifting the weight to the right leg so that the left leg is almost empty and feeling the weight of your body all the way up the right side. And coming back to center. And now, whilst keeping your feet rooted on the ground as they are, inviting the body to sway gently forwards and backwards like a tree swaying in a gentle breeze. Still firmly rooted to the ground, but flexible and responsive, with the weight shifting from your toes to your heels and back to your toes again. Feeling these changing movements in the front and back of your legs and up your spine, as you very gently and slowly sway. and now shifting your weight from side to side. So the weight moves first to the outer part of your left foot and the inner part of your right foot, and then swaying back in the opposite direction so that your weight is on the inner part of your left foot and the outer part of your right foot. And feeling the subtle movements all the way up your body. And coming to stillness again. And now, if your eyes have been closed, opening them and preparing to walk, and noticing the effect of the suggestion in your mind, whether you immediately feel an impulse to move, or whether you prefer to remain standing, or whether no particular preference is arising for you. Being with your reaction for a moment. And then coming back into your breathing with your attention, back into the movements of the body as it breathes. And when you're ready, on an in-breath, lifting your left foot off the ground, and on an out-breath, placing the left foot back down on the ground a short distance in front of you. And then with the next in-breath, lifting the right foot, and on an out-breath, placing it a little way in front of you. And allowing the breath to set the pace of your walking from here on, taking steps in sync with your breath as best you can, guided in your stepping by the ordinary flow of the breath in and out of your body, and allowing your arms to swing as they naturally want to by your side, or if you prefer, having one palm on top of the other on your belly, or your hands behind your back, and keeping the focus of your attention on your feet for now. Noticing which parts of the feet are making contact with the ground and which are not. Noticing tensing and relaxing as the feet move. Noticing tiny changes in the feet through the movements. And when you get to the end of the walking path you've marked out, coming to a stop and standing again. Feeling your feet on the ground and noticing the differences between what you experience now in standing position compared to when you were walking. Being in your body, standing, tree-like. Now in the stillness after the movement, although perhaps still detecting small movements, or perhaps swaying almost imperceptibly as you stand here. And in your own time, turning around to face the direction you came from, and standing again, noticing all the movements needed to make this turn, your whole body coordinating itself to make the turn. And as you stand here, noticing any impulses to move immediately, and not reacting immediately to this, so that you give yourself time to be with the impulse and to feel it, noticing where you feel it. And then in your own time, taking a step again. Being guided by the in-breath to take the first step, and the out-breath guiding you for when you place your foot down again. Continuing to walk like this, lifting, moving, and placing the feet following the in and the out breaths, until you reach the end of your walking space, and then stopping. Coming to standing. Being in the body, resting, being at ease. Embodying and modelling for yourself a cycle of activity and rest, movement and stillness, that you can take into your life. And in your own time, turning, facing the opposite direction, standing, and walking again. And as you walk, noticing any desire that you might have to get somewhere, whether that be to the end of your walking path, or to the next step, or whether it's in terms of trying to do this practice right, or better, or in a way that gets you to some particular state of relaxation, or any other kind of state, or even noticing perhaps a thought that you're doing this perfectly. Just noticing any of these kinds of thoughts, acknowledging them with some compassion, and perhaps with a bit of an internal smile. Not getting dazzled by them or drawn in by them. And coming back to your focus, back to the body. Coming back to the direct experience of each unfolding moment of moving and standing. Letting go as best you can of any sense of agenda or destination or trying. Fully present to the body. Nothing special except the presence that you bring. And coming again to standing. To turning, to standing again, and to walking, following the breaths, noticing sensations through the legs as you move, all the many bones and ligaments and muscles that are involved in this apparently simple movement, how they all coordinate to take each step. Noticing what the feet and the legs do in the pauses between breaths. Just walking. Just this step. And reaching the end of your path again and coming to standing. Turning. Standing again. And in your own time, turning around to face the direction you've just come from, and on an in-breath, taking a step, and continuing to walk in this way. and coming again to standing, being in the body. Turning, facing in the opposite direction, and standing. And this time the invitation is to take a step forward and to walk, but taking now a more usual slow walking pace, neither extremely slow nor extremely fast, just a gentle normal walk. The pace depending a bit on the amount of space you're doing this in, keeping it fairly slow if you're inside in a smallish space. And as you walk, moving your attention from your feet and breath, specifically into the whole of your body as you walk, still being aware of your breathing as best you can, but freeing yourself up now to walk without coordinating your steps with your breath. And coming to the end of your walking path and coming to stand. And turning. And standing. And stepping off back in the direction you came in. Not getting anywhere, not achieving anything. Just being in the movement, being in the walking, alternating with the standing and the turning, and continuing like this. Noticing what the mind is doing, whether it is with the body or has wandered off somewhere completely different. Whether it is liking or disliking this. Whether it's preferring this to the slower walking or not. Categorizing it, perhaps. All this is fine if it's happening for you. It's not a problem that the mind does this. But simply bringing the attention back to sensations in the body as a whole, as you walk and then stand. Noticing how this more panoramic awareness through the whole body is for you now, compared to the more detailed and microscopic attention you were bringing to your feet and breath earlier. Just walking and standing and walking again. And coming to stand, being with whatever is present for you in your body just as it is. and turning and standing. And when you set off again, choosing now the speed at which you would like to walk, maybe experimenting with walking faster if space permits, or going back to slower, coordinating your steps with your breath and attending to your feet, or perhaps varying the pace as you choose. Walking now in the way that you choose. And coming to standing. Noticing how the body feels now after having done this walking. What's different and what's the same? Noticing too what's happening in your mind. Any thoughts going through your mind. Noticing liking and disliking this practice. Interest or boredom. A desire to continue or to stop. And just taking a moment to acknowledge whatever is present for you. And then coming back into the body, standing, breathing. And as we come to the end of this practice, remembering that this awareness can be brought with you into the activities of your day, into both the stillness and the movement, and the constant transitioning of one into the other. Whether you're standing perhaps at the bus stop or the train station, standing in a supermarket queue, walking to work, walking to your front door, walking to answer the telephone, this simple practice can be brought to bring presence to any of the ordinary activities of our lives.